relationships outside the external relationships that we have. Are not that different from our internal relationships. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate the internal psyche from the external psyche. When we're meeting with the little ones inside, they are there in our psyche, that you can cause the shadow, holding a variety of hurts and traumas. Until we come into relationship with those little ones, those hurts and traumas, and are able to heal them, they are very easily projected externally. When they're projected externally onto some trigger in the world, then though I think I'm dealing with the external person, I'm really dealing with my internal psyche projected on to the world. The inner hurt, until it's dealt with directly, continues to be triggered by the people that I find in my life. That's why habitually, if I find that there's some bad feeling or some reaction of any kind going on in my mind, I'll just say, what is this really about? Because I never assume that it has anything to do with the person in truth, or the external person. It has something to do with my own hurts and pains and insecurities. So the guardian of Swamiji has a couple of meditations that he's done concerning, in a way, to help this external psyche heal, externalized psyche heal. Externalized hurt, heal. So in this guided meditation, I'll just tell you what to do and then kind of take off on its own. Just imagine you're seated in a nice room, seated or standing for that matter, in a nice room. And there is a lineup of all the people that are in your life in some sort of significant way, even if it's a colleague or family members, of course, good friends, partners, past partners, parents who have passed away, children. Just line them all up, not just people you don't like, just line all of them up. And let each one come into that room one at a time and just greet you. And you greet them. If there is love and happiness and happy to see the person in that greeting, if that's what comes, then let them greet you and they can take their leave. If there's some type of stress in that greeting, you don't feel so happy you know, like the person, feel uncomfortable around the person, whatever it may be, then instead of that person leaving, they need to go into a waiting room. So let them go into the waiting room and then continue on through the line of people, all the people that you have just a positive or positively neutral reaction to. Let them go their way. And the other ones, let them go into the waiting room. Once the lineup has gone through and greeted everybody, then take note of all of the people that are in the waiting room. And you can just quickly kind of scan each one to kind of feel, and just feel superficially even with the problem, what the problem is. Just go through the whole group. And then decide which one of those you feel to work with right now. Which one is on top? Which one do you feel like being with? And then let that one come in to the room, and both of you sit facing each other in two chairs. And then with being objectively, you just tell that person everything, the way that they make you feel when you're with them, or the different things that have happened, how that has made you feel. And then let them respond to what you've had to say. And they might also tell you how they have felt. Just be a good listener. And then you can even go a step further and let your little child tell the other how they feel. And let the other's little child, the little one inside, tell you how they feel. And then that understanding itself can bring about some transformation in the psyche. You can both, you and the other, be still holding these feelings, but now you know a little bit more about them in terms of yourself. And then the other. Remember that the other is an introject in you now, and so that introject, that internalized person, can tell exactly how he or she feels, so let them do that. And then appreciate whatever knowledge or understanding and any resolution that comes from that. But in the end, let both of you offer the whole karma up to Ishwara. With a prayer to untangle this web that you both find yourselves in. So if you're willing, let's just spend our own time working on this inner project. That's it. Let's just take a moment to come out of that meditation and talk to us for a minute. Because we're here for 3 months, because each week goes on, our personas, you know, kind of that happy face, how to really be cool in a situation, drops off and we become a family. But with families, there's always this and that going on. And there are hurt feelings, or got up on the wrong side of the bed, and there's irritation. Whatever there is, it's there. Okay. Whatever. It's not there now, you just haven't progressed enough into the family mode. And also outside, the people that are very close to you that you're continuing to have contact with, sometimes an irritation comes up, a hurt, some form of suffering, some form of dukkha. And so the sadhana that we can get used to practicing, so it just becomes a way of life, it's just what you do, is when that irritation or hurt or anger, whatever it is, comes up, instead of initially spewing it onto the other, projecting it onto the other person, it's already projected on, but you can at least pull it back a little bit by saying, all right, what's really going on in me? That's the important thing. It just takes a second to do. The buddhi steps in and says, what's really going on in me? And you go and talk to the little ones inside, or let them tell you what you're, honestly, it's usually like, what are you afraid of? What are you worried about? What are you afraid? What are you afraid of that's going to happen? And let the little ones talk to you. Have that conversation. Settle down, you know, by doing that. And then you and the other person, whoever and whenever, you can even do that exercise we just did now. And then once you've done that, then when there's a sense of objectivity, then you can have a conversation with that person. Hey, this happened between us, and this is how it made me feel. As opposed to, you did this to me. That's an attack. But the fact is that in that exchange, you were hurt. It made you feel bad. And so that can create a wall for you to ever even have a real relationship with that person, unless you deal with it. It happens in families also. Unless it's dealt with kind of from an objective, non-blaming stance, it separates you from your family and from your friends even. And that's why sometimes friendships are short-lived. You've been a friend, loved each other for so long, but then some altercation happens and it's never resolved. So some trust is gone. So that's why if the first thing you do before before you act out, and this is where Dhamma comes in, it's before you act out, you look inside and see what is being pricked inside. It usually has, you can even say, I usually just say something like, well, what's really going on? What's this really about? And then the little ones all say, what am I going to do? Okay, understand. Yeah. Or you can say, what are you afraid of? Because you're usually afraid of losing something, of something being taken away from you. So that's another really important wording, you know. You have to ask those little ones inside, kind of work all of that out internally so you know what's really going on with you. And then it's good to have a conversation with that person. You can even do it imaginally first, you know, just so, because that will help you to understand what's going on their side. It's funny how much you know when you ask, just imaginally, what's going on, that image of that person tell you their side of it. It's really surprising, you know. A lot of times you're surprised that what they say, that other person says. So this is just a sadhana. It's such a simple sadhana. Like, we did a whole meditation on it, but it's something that really can just be handled in a few minutes to kind of bring back your psyche, bring back the projection and work on it internally. And then because there's been a physical altercation of some sort out here, you can both talk about it when you're objective again. And then there's no rift. It's such a good thing. We don't want to be hurt, and we don't want to ever be in a situation where there's a rift between me and the other. Because say even in this group, here we are, it's such a wonderful experience, but there's somebody in the group that you're having some sort of altercation with. And then it kind of spoils it because both of you are sitting in the same room. I don't know that anything like that's going on here, but it certainly goes on in the world. I mean, I know from being a teacher at school, all of the things that go on in the classroom, you know, all the relationships that are there and all the problems that come up, you know. So I'm just saying, these kind of sadhanas are very helpful, because what we really want is to love everybody and have everybody love us. That's what we want. You know, to respect everybody, to care about everybody, to love everybody, and to feel that they care about you, that they love you. But that can be a given, almost a given for a jnani, but in Kali Yuga, all of us have stuff inside. And maybe over the first several years of this knowledge, you get rid of the major issues, the ones that are really really hurting you. For a few years, you get rid of those. There's still more. You can still be triggered. And if you believe in those projections, you know, then you find yourself living in that world, and you act on the projection, and then the projection, you're acting, is taking place in real time in this world, but it's acting on a projection which nobody else has seen but you. So it makes for very unhappy situations. So this is just a way of learning how to be with the dark sides of the hurt sides of our psyche. And to think that you'll get knowledge and that won't ever come up, and so you won't have any unconscious material, that's not true. It will always come up throughout your life. You're not going to get to the bottom of the barrel. You get to the bottom of the barrel of the big things that are really problematic, but you'll never get to the bottom of the barrel where there aren't any unconscious hurts or things inside. There's still, you have to watch out for these triggers. And the thing is, you can always tell when they come, because you don't like this person, they did this or did that. Billions of people in the world have done this and this, that. Many people that you know have done all these things. But you're not projecting on them. And so you're just objective, and you know what's going on, and it's okay. You know, you can help if you can, that's all. But then there's a handful of triggers, little human triggers walking around. That's our sadhana. If you don't see everything as Ishwara, including yourself, it's a sadhana. That's just the blanket. You know? That means the jiva is there. You know? The fear is there. I need this to be happy is there. I need to get rid of this to be happy. That is there. That's all projection. It's all ajnanam at work. And so if we look at it and we're really working on ourselves to gain this antakarna shuddhi, to just have a mind and psyche that is at peace, because the way, also the way you go in and you work with your psyche, that gives to the unconscious, that gives so much love and peace to the unconscious, to the little ones inside. They also heal. They know if they're projecting or something's going on, nobody's going to come in and punish them. Somebody just comes in and says, okay, what's going on there? What's hurting you? What are you afraid of? What's happening? That's a good mom, you know. Just think if your mom had done that. What are you worried about? What's the matter, honey? What's bothering you? Wow, that would be... It's okay, be okay. Okay. So try to incorporate it into your 24-hour day sadhana.